At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It is Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Kendra, we've been talking about our One Wish celebration that's coming up quick. It's this Thursday at the Andover Country Club, and it benefits One Wish Project. And we have longtime volunteer Don Sorrenti on the line, who's been volunteering to put on these birthday celebrations for kids in homeless shelters and foster care for several years now. Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Tell us how long you've been volunteering with One Wish.
I think it's been about a little bit over three years.
And what brought you to them, and what is it that resonated with you?
So I probably saw an advertisement on a Facebook group, and for a while I hesitated on joining because I wasn't sure how to buy a gift for a stranger. But then I found out that actually One Wish purchases the gifts. And your responsibility is just to wrap the gifts and then deliver them on the child's birthday. Personally, I work as a probation officer for kids, so yeah. I see a lot of children in foster care at my job. Sometimes it can feel helpless to see kids in those circumstances, but doing a small part to make the day happier can make such a big difference.
Don, can you talk about the emotional impact that it has even on you when you're doing this and you're bringing these gifts to these kids and what that feels like?
Well, being in foster care or a homeless shelter, as you can imagine, would be a really tough situation. And everyone has a birthday, and sometimes those birthdays don't get celebrated enough. So it's a small way that you can really make a huge impact on a child. And you really have no idea the lasting impact that that can make, just those small acts of kindness.
Are there any birthdays that are memorable for you that you were volunteering for, working with One Wish Project? Anyone that stands out?
I had a birthday, I think it was a couple of years ago, where they invited me into the home, had me help sing to the child, and had the child open the gifts in front of me, which was interesting because she was, I think, turning six, and she was very honest about which gifts she liked and which ones she didn't like, which was really funny.
No flies on them, for sure.
I know. I love
for
that.
Sure.
And I love that you've been committed now for 3 years. How many birthdays do you think you've celebrated?
I try to do one per month, so sometimes I skip a month because it doesn't work for me. So I'd say probably about 30.
Wow.
But I think the best part about this is the type of charity where you can do as little or as much as you want. There's no set time commitment. Like, a sign-up goes out, and you pick the date and location that work for you. So if you have a busy month, you may not get a birthday that month. If you have one in your area, you may pick two for that month.
Yeah, that's important because people get busy and they want
right.
to control their schedule. But it's wonderful that you can pick and choose what works for you. And
exactly.
you've been picking and choosing quite a lot of birthdays. I mean, 30 birthdays is an amazing amount of just the impact that you're having out in those communities. So we thank mm-hmm. you, Dawn, for all that you do for One Wish Project. I know One Wish Project is so grateful to have you.
Thank you so much.